And Kaliya saw that his body was so clean, pure, just like a fresh cloud. And it was effulgent. And in Shri Krishna's body, there was no marks, no cuts, etc. His body is always shimmering like beautiful glass. In his body is completely spiritual. And there is no marks. There is no such person in this world who never in his life got any boil or pimple or scratch or cuts. In Indra's body he has 1,000 eyes. His whole body is full of eyes. And also all the other demigods, somewhere here and there they may have some little mark. And in the human's body we all know there is surgeries. Surgery means always, you know, the knife is working on their bodies. Cutting is happening, sometimes boils, etc. The Lord's vigraha, nainam chindanti shastrani. No weapon can cut. Nowhere else he has any signs.
Golden rumavali.
Only on his left side of his middle of chest is some golden hairs. On his darkish body, he has some hairs that are golden. This is called Srivats mark. On his left side of his middle of chest, also on the left side is a person's heart. So Lakshmi is so priya, so dear to the Lord, that she stays by his heart. Right there is like a little line of a yellowish golden hair. That's where Lakshmi Devi lives. So Sukadev Goswami here is saying Ghanavat Ujvala. How clean is the cloud? Just like that. It looked like that to Kaliya. Especially when we are traveling in an airplane and very close to us we see some clouds. At that time you can really see how brilliant they are. They look very beautiful. Many times I have thought about it when I saw those clouds. The Lord's body is effulgent like that, he saw. And there is no any kind of dirt, no any kind of marks. Tender, soft. He is worth looking at, seeing with our eyes. And Kaliya is seeing like that. But by seeing that beautiful form of Krishna, he was not feeling any love for this child. He was only getting angry. As he was seeing more and more Krishna's blissful body and Krishna's fearlessness, he was getting more and more angry.
Or kya
And what else did he see? He saw Srivats Pit Vasan. He saw on Krishna's chest the line, the mark of Srivats. In other words, he is seeing that part of Krishna's chest, and he was looking at that place and he wanted to bite him. He wanted to sting him at that place. He is looking at that golden line like place on his chest, and he is thinking of biting him there. And his yellow cloth, Peet Vasanam.
Peet, Ambar, Vastra. So Krishna is saying, Uttar ko Vastra nahi rakhe. Uttar ko Vastra ko to kamar mein bandh chuke.
Shri Krishna was not keeping any chadar on the top of his body. He had already taken his chadar and tightened it on his waist. Yellow cloth, he noticed his beautiful yellow cloth. And then Kaliya is seeing that this boy has jumped into this waters, whether he has or has not been affected by the poisons of my waters. Rather, he is seeing that on his beautiful face is a very sweet smile. And because he is seeing that this boy is smiling sweetly, that means he is not in any kind of pain or suffering. He has not been affected by my poison. He is Smith Sundara. Smith means smiling, beautifully smiling. And he's playing. And Kridantam. He's playing. He's not afraid. Kaliya was thinking that this boy is so foolish. He's playing like this. He doesn't even know how dangerous I am. That's why he's playing without fear. And from behind, he is seeing. When Krishna was swimming, he saw the bottoms of the soles of Krishna's feet. And the bottoms, the soles of his feet were so reddish and soft, it looked like it was just a petal, like petal of a rose, petal of a lotus. Looks like the his feet are as soft as the Kamal Udar, like the middle part of the lotus. You've seen the center round part inside the lotus is a very soft, spongy part. That's called Kamal Udar. Kamal Udar. He saw that his lotus feet were so beautiful, and he was looking at his very beautiful lotus feet, so soft, just like a lotus. So Kaliya thought in his mind, I can finish this boy in one moment. But that fool did not understand that this very soft, small, tender boy who's playing, why is he not dead? He's not thinking that. But since he saw that he's a small boy and very soft and so beautiful, he thought, I could just finish him in no time. He never stopped to consider how come he's still alive. Then he went. Sandasya Marmati, in Marma place, very tender places of his body, he tried to bite him. He went closer to him.
डसा लेकिन कोई दांत तो गड़ा नहीं अपनी ओर से डसा इसके कई फर थे इसलिए एक बार में ही श्री कृष्ण के आंख में गला में कंठ में
He had many hoods, so at one time with many hoods he tried to bite Krishna in different places and on his eyes, on his cheeks, on his chest like that.
कलेचा में इधर उधर डस दिया
Here and there. He thought he beat him, but nothing happened.
Sahas dekhiye.
Just see what a rascal he is, how foolish he is.
Koi bhi jeev badal sakta tha Bhagwan ke saundarya ko dekh.
Any living entity whose heart would melt by seeing this beautiful form of the Lord.
Dekhta hai, daya aa jati.
They would have become full of affection. And be kind to him. Such a small, beautiful boy. We read in Ramayana, it's in Valmiki Ramayana, also Tulsidas ji also has written. That when Lakshman cut off Shurupanakha's nose. Then she went complaining to her brothers. Her two brothers, Khardushan, Khar and Dushan, they used to live nearby in the next place. So Khar and Dushan. They came with their huge armies to fight with Ram and Lakshman. And the whole, all the soldiers together at one time, they wanted to lift their weapons and hit Lord Ram with their weapons. Lakshman that time, was watching over Sita out of the scene. Lord Ram went alone to fight with Khardushan and their huge army. So when they all came and they were ready to attack Ram, they all looked at Ram and Khardushan, they stopped their army. They said, stop. Wait, stop. Nobody throw any weapons at him. Why? They all said, why? Why we should not attack him? He has made your sister ugly. He has cut your sister Shrupanakha's nose and ears. Why we shouldn't attack him?
यद्यपि भगने किन कुरूपा बदला एक नहीं पुरुष अनुपा यद्यपि हमारी बहन को इसने कुरूप किया है लेकिन
He said, no, although he has made our sister ugly,
करने योग्य नहीं है
but he is not worthy to be slain.
ये वध करने योग्य नहीं क्या करने चाहिए
Don't kill him. So what should we do?
जहां अपनी पत्नी को छिपाया है उसको लाकर हाजिर करें
This is what we should do. We should tell him, wherever you have hidden your wife, bring her here. We will give a punishment to him for making our sister ugly. The punishment for him is that he should hand over his wife to us. And we will arrest him and take him to Lanka and we will put him so everybody can look at him every day.
इसको देखेंगे रोज ये मारने लायक नहीं
He is so beautiful that we should not kill him. We should just keep him as a display, and everyone can come every day and look at his beauty. We have never seen anyone so beautiful in our whole life. This man should not be slain, he should be looked at all the time. But because he has made this offense of making our sister ugly, this is his punishment. Hand over your wife. So they said to Ram, look, you have made such a great offense. We should not forgive you, but we are forgiving you. Wherever you have hidden your wife, hand her over. And after that, we will not punish you. You just stay with us. We will just look at you.
इतना सुनने पर भगवान श्रीराम ने कहा कि हम सिंह हैं और तुम्हारे जैसे कुत्तों को रोज खोजते चलते हैं.
After they said like that to Ram, Ram said, I'm a lion. Every day I look for dogs like you.
तब इन लोगों ने कहा, अरे ये तो बहुत स्वभाव का बदमाश है.
Then they said, oh, he may be very beautiful, but look at his nature. He is such a rascal.
सुंदर है लेकिन इसका स्वभाव बहुत बुरा है.
He may be beautiful, but his nature is very bad.
मारो मारो मारो.
Then they decided, yes, kill him, kill him, kill him.
ने ऐसी माया की कि प्रत्येक व्यक्ति समझ रहा था कि यह राम है.
But Lord, the Lord spread his maya that each soldier was thinking that the other soldier was Ram. So they all just killed one another and they all died. The Lord did not have to do anything. He did not have to lift his weapon. It is described in the Ramayana. Such a cruel demon also, when he saw the beauty of Ram, his heart changed. His heart actually changed. He didn't want to kill Ram. But this Kaliya is a really very big demon. He was such a khal. Again and again, Sukadev Goswami has used that word khal. Khal is the word for Kaliya. A demon like this. Even up to the point that his own wives, that later on when they are begging to Sri Krishna for his life, they said that you did a good thing that you punished him. He is a khal. This is your mercy that you punished him like this.
तो मर्मसु संदस्य भगवान के मर्म में डस करके भुजया चछाद भुजा से अवेष्टयत भुजा से लपेट ले बहुत लंबी.
So after biting Krishna, attempting to bite him in the soft places, he coiled Krishna in his arms, in his coil.
उसकी भुजा, भुजा माने शरीर.
Arms mean his body.
शरीर से ही भुजा का काम लेता है.
A snake, his arm is his body. Just like we hold something with our arm, a snake, even he wants to hold something, he coils his own body around it. So he coiled Sri Krishna's body completely from all around. To swallow. He was thinking, first I will bite him and then I will just swallow him.
इसके लिए वो भुजा में लपेट लिया.
To do that, he coiled him.
मतलब है संधि स्थान, खास करके जहाँ शरीर की संधियाँ होती हैं, उसको मर्म स्थान.
मर्म means soft places, especially where there are joints.
उसमें वो डर सकती है.
he tried to bite and then he coiled him.
और जब वो श्री कृष्ण को लपेट लिया अपने शरीर से तो श्री कृष्ण एक बच्चे की तरह बिल्कुल निश्चेष्ट हो गए.
एंड व्हेन ही कॉल्ड कृष्णा इन हिज बॉडी देन कृष्णा एक्टेड लाइक अ चाइल्ड. ही जस्ट रिमेन्ड लाइक दैट.
चेष्टा नहीं कर सकते थे, हाथ नहीं हिल रहा था, पैर नहीं हिल रहा था, ऐसे पड़ गए.
एज इफ ही कुड नॉट फ्री हिमसेल्फ, ही जस्ट रिमेन्ड हेल्पलेस.
जल के ऊपर.
On top of the water.
Tannag bhog parivita madrishta chastam alokya tat priyashakha pasuta drishata krishna erpitatma suhirdartha kalatra kama dukha anusok bhayamudha diyo nipetu. To jo gaye charane ke liye se krishna ke sakha gop gaye the krishna ke saath.
So those gopas who had gone, his sakhas who had gone with to Krishna to the forest for grazing the cows,
un logon ne dekha Shri Krishna ko nag bhog parivitam.
They saw
nag ke deh se vestit dekh.
They saw that Krishna was coiled in the serpent's body.
Un bachon ne gopon ne dekha ki ha hai Krishna ko to saap ne lapet liya.
They thought, oh my god, Krishna has been coiled, captured by the snake Kaliya.
Jis jal ko pee kar ke mar gaye the usi jal ke bhitar Krishna gaye the.
The water that they had drunk and died, the same water Krishna has entered.
Ek to yahi bahut dukh ki baat hai ki Shri Krishna vish ke dah mein.
This was of greatest sorrow that Krishna, first of all, he jumped in this poisonous water.
और ऊपर से और बहुत बड़ा दुख हो गया कि सांप लपेट चुका है.
एंड आफ्टर दैट दे वर मोर इन एंग्जाइटी डेवस्टेटेड दैट द सर्पेंट ऑलरेडी हैज कॉइल्ड हिम इन हिज ग्रिप.
काली ये लपेट चुका है. अच्छा, और भी ध्यान से लोग देखने लगे तो अदृष्ट चेष्टम, चेष्टा नहीं दिखाई दे रही.
एंड देन व्हेन दे लुक्ड मोर केयरफुली एट कृष्णास फेस ही लुक्ड लाइफलेस. As if he was not conscious. So adrish cheshtam.
Adrishta itre alakshita cheshta jashtam.
So they all thought that the serpent has coiled Krishna in his grip and Krishna is finished, is dying.
Koi hil dul nahi raha hai, jinna boli nikal rahi.
He was not moving, his head was down.
Krishna bhi nahi kaha,
he was not speaking. And Krishna was not making any sound of pain, as if he was unconscious. They saw and they were thinking Krishna has died.
Krishna arpitatma suhrda kalath kama.
So the sakhas and all those and some of the older gopas that were there to graze the cows, they had surrendered their everything to Krishna.
Apna deh,
their body,
suhird,
their friends, their wealth, their wives, everything they had offered, surrendered to Krishna. Shri Krishna was their life and soul. Those gopas who would take tend to the cows, they became extremely aggrieved.
और दुख के कारण बारंबार जो सोच कर रहे थे, भय हो रहा था कि हाय अब कृष्ण के बिना कैसे रहेंगे, ये सोचते.
एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस, बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग सो अग्रीव्ड, दे अगेन एंड अगेन थॉट, ओ नो, हाउ विल वी लिव, कृष्णा इज डेड, हाउ विल वी सर्वाइव.
सब चेतना शून्य होकर के तट पर गिर पड़े.
दे ऑल बिकेम अनकॉन्शियस एंड दे फेल ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ द रिवर.
केवल इतना विचार मन में, कृष्ण के बिना कैसे रहें.
जस्ट बाय थिंकिंग कृष्णा इज डेड, हाउ विल वी लिव विदाउट हिम, दे फेंटेड.
तो कृष्ण रहे नहीं,
कृष्ण इज नो मोर.
निपे तो गिर गए मूर्छित होकर.
थिंकिंग दैट दे बिकेम अनकॉन्शियस एंड फेल.
गोपो के लिए बहुत सुंदर विशेषण दे रहे हैं सुखदेव गोस्वामी. कृष्ण,
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज saying this special words for the gopas.
Arpit atma suhrd kalath kama, Krishna arpita.
Sukadev Goswami is saying.
ब्रज के जितने भी गोप हैं,
all the gopas of Braj,
उनका देह,
their bodies, their relatives, their wealth, and even their wives was all offered to Lord Shri Krishna. They had everything they had was only for serving Krishna, nothing else.
तो जिस जो इतना प्रिय है जिसकी सेवा के लिए जिसको सुख देने के लिए उनका सब कुछ है आज वही इतना बड़ा संकट में पड़ गया
The person who is there everything today he is dead so what is why we should live
किसके लिए जी
for who we should live
कैसे रहेंगे
how will we survive
इतना सोचते हैं ये दुख के कारण बार बार अनुशोकम
with अनुशोचनम
बार बार
अनुशोचनम
सोच कर रहे थे और भय हो रहा था
again and again
भविष्य में हो रहा है कृष्ण के बिना कैसे
thinking like this fear for the future how will we live without him
कैसे रहेंगे कथम बिना कथम भविष्यम इस कारण से बुद्धि विवेकहीन हो गई और वे नष्ट चेतना होकर के पड़ गए
because of this their buddhi their intelligence became vivekhin could not discriminate and nashta chetana their consciousness was gone
murchit hokar ke gir gaye
fell unconscious on the ground
yeah hai prem bhagwan ke prati
this is prem for krishna
brajvasi
this is love for krishna
krishna ke parikar hai wo krishna pran hai
The Brajvasis who are associates of Krishna, their life and soul of Krishna.
Tat Priya Sakha likha
hai. Tat Priya Sakha, it is written here.
Krishna unke Priya Sakha hai. Krishna ke bina nahi rah sakte.
Krishna is their Priya Sakha. Without Krishna, they cannot live.
Isi ko vastav mein Krishna bhavana kahte
hain. This is actually Krishna consciousness. This is what we call Krishna consciousness.
Is sansar mein jitne bhi jeev hain.
In this world, all the living entities, without Krishna, they want to live happily. They want to have nothing to do with Krishna. But those who are eternal associates of Krishna, Krishna is the center of their lives. Their body is for Krishna. They decorate their body for serving Krishna. Like this, at one place in Bhagavatam, it is written that the gopis they decorate their bodies, keep themselves healthy, just so that Krishna will see them and feel happiness. Just to make Krishna happy, they dress themselves and they decorate their bodies and their faces.
और गोपों की जो स्त्रियां हैं, वो भी कृष्ण के लिए हैं.
And the wives of the gopas, they are also for Krishna.
क्योंकि सेवा के लिए वे अर्पित.
In other words, for Krishna's service, they have surrendered their wives to Krishna for his service.
यहाँ कलत्र लिखा है. कलत्र का अर्थ है स्त्री.
Here the word kalatra is used. Kalatra means wife.
अपनी पत्नी को भी भगवान को अर्पित करना चाहिए.
One should even offer their wife to Lord Krishna.
इसका बिल्कुल विशद शुद्ध अर्थ यह हुआ कि पत्नी को भगवान की दासी समझना चाहिए उसको.
The pure meaning of this is that you should consider your wife to be a servant of Krishna and engage her in Krishna's service.
यह नहीं कि केवल अपने घर का काम करे और भगवान की कोई सेवा ना करे.
Not that she should just do the housework and not serve anything, do any service for Krishna.
पति कोई अभिमान रहता है कि मेरी दासी.
The husband is usually has this false ego that my wife is my servant.
मेरी सेवा के लिए बनाई गई.
She is there to serve me.
ऐसा नहीं सोचना चाहिए.
One should never think like this.
पत्नी अवश्य पति की दासी है, इसमें संदेह नहीं.
The wife is certainly there to serve the husband. There is no doubt for this.
लेकिन पति का कर्तव्य होता है मान सदेह गेह जो कुछ मोर
बट इट इज द वाइफ ऑफ द हस्बैंड इट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द हस्बैंड मानस देह गेह जो कुछ मोर
कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए हाजिर करना चाहिए कृष्ण की सेवा
ही शुड एंगेज हर इन कृष्ण सर्विस
अपनी पत्नी को अपने पुत्र को अपने धन को घर को जो कुछ
योर वाइफ योर सन योर वेल्थ योर होम व्हाटएवर यू हैव
मानस देह गेह जो कुछ मोर और अपने तुवा पदे नाम
व्हाटएवर एल्स वी हैव हे नंद किशोर
मेरा देह
माय माइंड माय बॉडी My house, my wife, children, and whatever else I have is all yours. In this way, they should all be used in Krishna's service. And all living entities are servant of Krishna. Krishna's sakhas and gopas that live in Braj,
कृष्णे अर्पित आत्म सुहृद अर्थ कलत्र काम यहाँ तक कि उन अपनी कामना भी भगवान को अर्पित कर चुके
अप टू द पॉइंट दैट देयर ओन डिजायर दे हैव सरेंडर्ड टू कृष्ण
है तो कृष्ण को सुख देने के लिए
इफ देयर इज एनी डिजायर इट शुड ओनली बी टू मेक कृष्ण हैप्पी
है कृष्ण को सुख देने के लिए धन है कृष्ण को सुख
वाइफ इज देयर वेल्थ इज देयर टू मेक कृष्ण हैप्पी देयरफॉर इन श्रीमद् भागवतम वी से
भगवान कृष्ण के साथ रास बिहार में जाती
है दैट गोपीज व्हेन दे गो टू कृष्णा इन रास लीला
तो अंत में सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि गोप ऐसा मानते थे कि वो हमारे साथ ही है
इन द एंड सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज दैट द गोपर्स देयर हस्बैंड्स दे यूज्ड टू थिंक दैट देयर वाइव्स आर विद देम
योग माया ने ऐसा प्रभाव किया था कि वो देख रहे थे कि हमारी स्त्री हमारे साथ है
The Yoga Maya had made such an arrangement that the gopis' husbands they saw that their wives are with them. Another meaning of this is that for them to be with Krishna, they were accepting that Krishna is with them.
ये बहुत उन्नत भाव है उज्जवल भाव
दैट्स अ वेरी एडवांस्ड स्टेज ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग
साधारण सांसारिक बात नहीं है
इट्स नॉट एन ऑर्डिनरी मोर्टल थिंग ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड
किसी की पत्नी नाच रही है रास विहार कर रही है
इफ समबडीज वाइफ इज डांसिंग विद सम अदर मैन
और वह व्यक्ति मान रहा है को मेरे साथ
एंड दैट पर्सन मे थिंक ओ माय वाइफ इज विद मी
अर्पित कर चुके थे वास्तव में
इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट बट दे हैड सरेंडर्ड एवरीथिंग टू कृष्ण
वही करना अपना धर्म मानते
दे कंसीडर दैट टू बी देयर धर्म
कृष्ण के बिना वे एक क्षण भी जीवित नहीं रह सकते
विदाउट कृष्ण दे कुड नॉट लिव फॉर वन मोमेंट
इसलिए केवल यह विचार आया कि अहो कृष्णम बिना कथम भविष्याम कृष्ण के बिना कैसे रहेंगे
देयरफॉर इमीडिएटली द थॉट केम हाउ विल वी लिव विदाउट कृष्ण ही इज डेड
वन में आएंगे क्या करेंगे इतना सोच
हाउ विल वी कम टू द फॉरेस्ट व्हाट विल वी डू जस्ट थिंकिंग लाइक दिस दे फेंटेड
मतलब चेतना शून्य हो गई और वे गिर गए जमुना के तट पर
दे फेल डाउन ऑन द बैंक ऑफ जमुना
जब गोप गिर पड़े इसके बाद गावो वृषा वत्स तर्ज क्रम दमाना से दुख
आफ्टर द गोपर्स दे फेल डाउन अनकॉन्शियस
गौवे
द काउज
और बैल
द बुल्स
और छोटे छोटे बच्चे गौओं के
एंड द स्मॉल कैल्व्स
बाछी कहते छोटी छोटी गौवे
स्मॉल स्मॉल बेबीज
क्रम दमाना सब रोने लगे
दे ऑल साइड टू क्राई इन देयर लैंग्वेजेस
रोने लगे सुख दुखिता अति दुखित हो गए
They became very much distressed and they all started crying loudly. All the animals. And they were all looking. They were all glancing at Krishna. They were crying, howling and they were looking at Krishna. Crying, they stood on the bank of the Jamuna as if they were still, as if they were inanimate. Their gaze was fixed on Krishna and tears were rolling down their cheeks. The animals were shedding tears. This is the love of Krishna's associates in Krishna's dham. Where the animals have so much love for Krishna, how much love humans must have. They were all rolling tears from their eyes and they were staring at Krishna. They were crying.
So
all his associates that he went to the forest with, all his sakhas, they fell down unconscious and all the animals were crying. At that time in Braj, so many inauspicious signs happened.
Atha braje mahotpata strividha yati darura utpetur bhuddhivyatman asanna bhayasansina. Jis samay Shri Krishna ko Kaliya ne pakara.
The time when Kaliya called Shri Krishna in his arms, at that time in the village where Nanda Baba and Yashoda and other gopas used to live, all of a sudden, so many inauspicious, disturbing things started to happen. Utpat. Utpat means inauspicious things. In their bodies and on the ground and in the sky, everywhere they saw inauspicious signs.
और ये अपशकुन महाभयावह थे और समीप में किसी महाभय की सूचना दे रहे थे.
And all these inauspicious signs were indicating that very near something terrible is happening.
कुछ ऐसी बातें होती हैं.
Sometimes there are such things.
जब अपशकुन होते हैं तो मनुष्य कांप जाता है कि हाय है, लगता है कि तुरंत ही निकट भविष्य में.
Sometimes when people see some very inauspicious signs, they become very much afraid that very near, in very soon, something terrible is about to happen. So what utpat was happening on the earth? It was trembling. She was trembling. Again and again there was earthquake. When the earth is shivering, there's earthquake, it shows that something terrible is happening. The day that Lord Shri Krishna left the planet, on that day there was a huge earthquake. And Maharaj Yudhishthir became very worried. And again he was talking to Bhimsen about his fears. Then he spoke to Arjun. So the earth was, there were earthquakes in the earth. And there were sky, there were loud noises, thunders. And the men's, the gopas, their left side was quivering, especially their eyes, and their left arms, and their left thighs. All the Nanda Baba and all the gopas in Braj, they experienced this. It is inauspicious when the men's left side is quivering and the women's right side is quivering. This shows something soon, very close, is bad is about to happen.
किसी भय की सूचना देता है.
When a man's left side is quivering, it goes to show that something frightening, some frightening news.
तत्काल इसलिए ऐसा हो तो हरि शरण भगवान की शरण लेनी चाहिए.
So when that happens, Hari Sharanam, one should take shelter of the Lord.
उत्पात हो तो कृष्ण की शरण लेनी चाहिए तो टल जाता है.
When the such utpat is about to happen, something bad is about to happen, one should take shelter of Krishna and it passes away. This is said in the Shastra. The day that Putana went to Braj, that day Vasudev had gone to Mathura. Nanda Baba. Nanda Maharaj had gone to Mathura to give the butter, etc. to Kamsa. The tax. Vasudev said to him, you should go back very quickly to Braj. It seems to me that something very terrible is about to happen in Braj. Vasudev knew that Putana had been sent from here.
जैसे तैसे वो अपने गुप्तचरों से पता लगा लिए थे.
He used to live in Mathura and he had some spies and somehow or other he found out that Kamsa has sent Putana to Braj to kill Krishna.
वो जल्दी कहें कि अब जाइए जाइए ब्रज में. So ये नहीं कह सकते थे कि हमारा बेटा आपके पास है.
Vasudev said to Nanda Maharaj, go 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 back quickly, because he could not say my son is with you.
लेकिन जाइए जाइए तो.
But go go.
जब चले रास्ते में तो so, इस तरह का अब सकुन हो रहा है.
So when Nanda Maharaj started walking towards Braj, this kind of inauspicious signs he saw.
ये भगवान की शरण लिए.
So he took shelter of the Lord.
भगवान की शरण लिए कि हे नाथ हमारे पुत्र की रक्षा कीजिए.
In his mind, in his heart, he started praying to Narayan, Oh Lord, please protect my son.
भगवान की शरण ले रहे थे भगवान नारायण की.
He took shelter of Lord Narayan.
इस तरह का आप सकुन दिखाई दे पृथ्वी में आकाश में.
So whenever you see this kind of inauspicious signs on the earth, in the sky or in your body,
तो भगवान की शरण लेनी चाहिए.
Then one should take shelter of Krishna.
इस सज्जन का स्वभाव.
This is the nature of gentle persons.
हम लोग पढ़ते हैं भागवत में कि जब जब देवताओं पर विपत्तियां पड़ती हैं तो ये भगवान की शरण लेते हैं.
We hear in the Bhagavatam that whenever the demigods are in trouble, in difficulty, they take shelter of the Lord.
और भगवान ने उनकी सहायता की.
And the Lord has always helped them.
कृष्ण दर्शन लालसा.
So they, so Nanda Maharaj and all the gopas, everyone they came. Because they knew something bad was happening. But then there's a question, what was Lord Balaram doing at that time?
Krishna ka kuch bhi nahi ho sakta hai. Toh veer kyun nahi dheer rakhti hai?
Because Lord Balaram knows nothing bad can happen to Krishna. Why he did not stop them and give them some dheeraj
that
explain to them.
Ruk lete braj mein hi sabko samjhate hai ki nahi kuch nahi hoga Krishna ka kuch chinta mat.
He could have stopped everybody in Braj and said, look, nothing is going to happen, nothing can harm Krishna, don't worry, just stay here. He could have said, why he didn't, Sukadev Goswami says, because he knew the strength of his brother Krishna. And he even knew that today he had planned to subdue Kaliya. He knew completely. And that's why he didn't go today.
So, sir, Bhagavan Madhava, Gokul Priya, Bhagavan Sri Balaram, jo samasta tan tatha katran viksha, so, sir, Bhagavan Madhava.
And that is why he stayed at home that day. Gokul Priya, Lord Bhagavan Shri Balaram,
Tan Tatha Katran Viksha,
who is the knower of everything, when he was seeing that the Vrajvasis, mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj, that they were so much crying and in anxiety. But he was smiling. He was smiling and he did not say anything. Sukadev Goswami says rather he was smiling. Smiling because he thought the Brajvasis will see his face and they will be a little bit assured that nothing will happen to Krishna. Balram thinks nothing will happen to Krishna, that's why he's smiling. And everybody else was crying. They were all crying very loudly. Although seeing them so dukhi, so much in suffering, they were all, he was feeling for them. But just to reassure them, he was smiling. But he didn't say anything. He didn't say, don't worry, nothing will happen. He didn't say anything like that, just smiled. The ladies were howling, like sometimes people, the women howl when somebody dies in their home. Lord Balram didn't say anything. Why he didn't say anything? Because he could understand that this is Krishna's desire. Let them cry for a little while.
Shri Krishna ke liye rona vastav mein Shri Krishna se milne ke saman hi anandayak bhi hota hai.
To cry for Krishna, actually it can be as much as blissful as meeting with Krishna.
Kitne bhakt to kamna karte hain kab woh samay aayega ki main roonga.
So many devotees, they desire when that day will come that I will cry for Krishna. Galad Ashrudharaya.
Like
Lord Chaitanya says,
Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vilasa karte hain ki tavanam grahane.
Lord Chaitanya is desiring when that time will come, tavanam grahane.
Aapka naam lene par meri woh dasha kab hogi?
When I will chant your name and I will when tears will flow from my eyes and my voice will choke. And my voice would be choking. And when my hairs will stand on end when I chant your name.
हे कृष्ण जब मैं आपका नाम उच्चारण करूंगा तो कब वह समय आएगा कि आपका एक बार कृष्ण नाम कहते हैं
हे कृष्ण when that time will come when chanting your name once I will feel all these symptoms
हमारे आंखों में आंसू बहने लगेंगे
that I will have tears in my eyes my hair will stand on end and my voice will choke when that time will come actually that condition is is an indication of love for Krishna.
Krishna ka naam jab karke aankhon mein aansu aane lage.
That when we chant Krishna's name and have tears in our eyes. So when I was speaking on this Siddhanta, one person he said to me.
इस तरह से आंखों में आंसू भर जाना रोमांच हो जाना गदगद हो जाना तो ये लोग नाटक में भी कर लेते
He said that kind of you know tears from the eyes and that voice choking and hair standing on end people can even do it in a drama
हमने कहा तुम्हारे मन में विचार इसमें कैसे आ गया
I said to him how did you think like that at this time
मैं तो वर्णन कर रहा हूँ चैतन्य महाप्रभु अपनी अभिलाषा व्यक्त करें कब हमारी दशा होगी.
एंड आई एम एक्सप्लेनिंग टू यू लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज स्पीकिंग हिज डिजायर व्हेन माय कंडीशन विल बी लाइक दैट.
यहाँ पर भी ड्रामा की याद तुमको कैसे आई.
एंड हाउ एट दिस टाइम यू कैन रिमेम्बर ड्रामा. That in drama people have those symptoms.
Negative point rakhte hain kabhi kabhi.
Devotees sometimes have negative points. They put forward negative arguments.
कई बार देखा है मान लीजिए आप कोई कथा कह रहे हैं कोई point clear.
I've seen many times. Suppose you're saying speaking katha and you want to make some point clear.
तो ठीक उस point का विरोधी प्रश्न पूछा जाए.
Then somebody will ask a question completely opposite to that point.
कई बार ऐसा देखा गया है.
Many times I see like that.
विरोधी बात कहिए तो फिर उसके विरोधी बात पूछिए.
And if I say something against that, and then again they will say something against that.
किसी बात पर गहराई से विचार करना चाहिए. Really.
On any point, one should consider. And think very deeply.
एक फैशन हो गया है एक कह देना कि ये तो सहजिया लोग हैं ऐसा करते हैं.
It's become a fashion to say, oh, see, sahajiyas, they do like that.
हो जाना रोमांच हो जाना.
To have tears in their eyes and to have choked voice and shivering. They can do like that.
कभी अवस्था होनी चाहिए कि नहीं. उच्च चाहे जो.
Actually, this is to deny. The truth. Oh, they do like that. They're sahajas.
कथन बिना रोम हर्षम दौता चेतसा बिना जब तक के भगवान का स्मरण करके उनका नाम लेकर के आंसू नहीं आंख में आ जाता.
Until the time that when we remembering and chanting Krishna's name, remembering him, that we don't have tears in our eyes.
रोमांच नहीं होता गदगद कर नहीं हो जाता है तो प्रेम क्या है.
We don't have choked voice and we don't get hairs on end. Where is the prem? There is no prem for Krishna.
क्या प्रेम? संसार में भी ऐसा संबंध देखा जाता है किसी का किसी से प्रेम होता है उससे विरह होता है तो उसका स्मरण करके बात करते.
We sometimes see in this material world and then people have their relatives and loved ones. When they think of them, they cry, tears come from their eyes.
कई बार हमने देखा है.
I have seen many times.
अपने पुत्र का स्मरण करके उसकी बातचीत करते ही वो रोने लगते.
Their eyes, their voice chokes. I have so many times seen mothers. They talk about their sons and they start rolling tears and their voice choke up.
इसको स्नेह कहते हैं.
That is called affection, parental affection. This is simple affection, love for their child. They don't make any. It is not an artificial emotion. Rather, in public, they try to hold their emotions. They see that she is trying to hold her tears, but tears keep coming. This is a sign of their love for their child.
इसी तरह से और जगह देखा जाता है. तो भगवान के साथ जीव का इतना.
In this way, it is seen in so many other places also in this material world.
घना संबंध है, दृढ़ संबंध है.
So with the Supreme Lord, with Sri Krishna, we have such deep relationship.
वह संबंध जब विकसित हो जाता है.
So when that relationship is established.
निश्चित जीव के शरीर में, वाणी में और मन में transformations होते हैं जिनको.
Definitely in a living entities. Body, his sound, his voice, some transformation will be. It's called vikar. In this way, one reaches this stage by continuing on his sadhana.
Krishna darshan lalsa, and Sri Balram ji hans rahe hain. Sri Balram ji ne.
Here, Sri Krishna is coiled and Balram is laughing, smiling, and Sri Balram has a limit of his love is unlimited. He is a supreme devotee of Krishna, although he is another swarup of Krishna, but he is a premi of Krishna. So Balaram knows the nature of Krishna, so he is not crying. But the rest, all the Brajvasis, the gopas, gopis and children, they are all crying. And they all set out to look for Krishna. And when they set out looking for Krishna, they looked for his footprints and they followed his footprints. And kids, they're looking, they're crying and howling and wiping their tears, and they're pointing to the older Brajvasis. Here, Krishna went from here. Krishna went that way. Look, there's cow's footprints. Look, there's Krishna's footprints. In this way, by following Krishna's footprints, they reached the bank of Jamuna. How they were looking at the footprints? Sri Krishna's footprints have special marks. Nobody else has those footprints marks. By looking at that, they were recognizing. The Lord Krishna's foot on his footprints is Ankush, Vajra, etc. marks they were seeing. They were seeing on the path, they were seeing cow's hoof prints and the gopa's footprints, and in between here and there they were seeing Krishna's footprints. Their glance was only on Krishna's footprints. And in this way, they were very quickly going in that direction. His Sukadeva Goswami is addressing Krishna as Vaishpate. The Swami of the all the Vaishyas. He is Nanda Baba's son, therefore he is also called Vaishyapati, the topmost, the best of the Vaishyas. Krishi Goraksha Vanijaya. This is the dharma of the Vaishyas. Cow protection, farming, cow protection and business. Here Krishna is protecting the cows. So all the Brajvasis are searching for Krishna and they're going.
सभी जगत में जगत के जितने भी बड़े-बड़े लोग हैं ऋषि मुनि सब भगवान की खोज करते हैं.
All the greatest rishis and munis of this universe, they're always searching after Krishna. And here also the gopas are searching after Krishna very beautifully.
कैसे खोज करना चाहिए, कैसे अन्वेषण करना है?
How one should be searching after Krishna?
चरण चिन्ह को देखते जाना चाहिए.
One should keep looking at his footprints of his lotus feet. Where has he gone? Where he is? Searching for Krishna in this way, looking at Krishna's footprints, they reach the banks of Jamuna. Krishna is their supremely beloved. So when they reached the Jamuna, banks of Jamuna, they saw in this way Krishna unconscious and coiled in Kaliya's coil.
अंतर हृदय भुजग भोग परीत मारा कृष्णम निरीक्षोपलब्ध जलाशयांते गोपांश्च मूढ़भीषणान् परितः पशुंश्च संक्रंदतः परम कस्मल मातुरातः। तत्र गत्वा जब जमुना तटम गत्वा
That bank of Jamuna, from far away, from a distance, the gopas saw.
Antar hrade, hrade ke madhye mein bhujag bhog parita.
In the middle of the kaliya hrade, the little spot of water, body of water, the serpent kaliya had arrested Krishna in his coils. They saw. And without consciousness, Krishna. When they reached there, they saw that the serpent had bitten him and Krishna has died.
इस तरह कृष्ण को सर्प के बंधन में देख करके और चेष्टा शून्य देख करके जलाशय अंत मूढ़ भीषण गोपन और ठीक पड़े हुए सब गोप
And at the same time, they saw that on the banks of Jamuna, all the gopas and the sakhas were lying unconscious. And here and there, the animals, the cows, etc., they were howling, crying. To see all this, all the gopas, they immediately fainted.
संस्कृत में कभी कभी मोह का अर्थ होता है मूर्छा मूर्छा का अर्थ होता है इंद्रियों में चेतना न होना
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज दे अटेंड परम मोहा समटाइम द वर्ड मोहा मीन्स अनकॉन्शियस
कभी कभी मूर्छा होती है तो आंखों की पलक खुली रहती है और पलक गिरती नहीं
When somebody is unconscious, the eyes may remain open and the eyelashes, they do not move. They do not close, eyelids. This is called unconscious. They're breathing, but the rest of the body seems dead. One of the vikaras of love for Krishna is unconsciousness. This is the tenth. This is the tenth sign. There the birds were screaming, the animals were crying and howling. Seeing all these, the gopas, they all also fainted. Now, Sukadev Goswami describes the love of the gopis. When the gopis saw Krishna in this way, did they look? What happened to them? Amazing description. After describing the suffering of all the other Brajvasis and the animals, etc., now Sukadev Goswami is describing the love of the gopis.
Anurakta manasah gopyah. श्री कृष्ण में स्वाभाविक ही निरंतर प्रेमवती गोपियों ने
ही सेइंग श्री कृष्णा ही सॉ द गोपीज हु हैव ऑलवेज अ कंटिन्यूअस प्योर लव फॉर हिम
जब देखा कि हमारे परम प्रियतम श्री कृष्ण सांप के द्वारा ग्रस्त हो गए
द गोपीज व्हेन दे सॉ दैट आवर बिलवड हैज बीन किल्ड बाय द has been killed or captured by this Kaliya serpent. They became extremely aggrieved and at that time all the three worlds was completely vacant for them. Sukadev Goswami says,
Anuratta manasa Swabhavik anurag श्री गोपी जनों का भगवान में प्रेम है वो स्वाभाविक है
गोपीज द लव द गोपीज हैव फॉर कृष्णा इज सो नेचुरल
अर्थ होता है वह किसी कामना से नहीं.
स्वभाव नेचुरल मीन्स नॉट फॉर द डिजायर फॉर एनीथिंग, जस्ट नेचुरल लव.
जो प्रेम देखा जाता है किसी व्यक्ति में, यहाँ तक स्त्री पुरुष में भी.
इन दिस वर्ल्ड व्हेन वी सी somebody हैज सम लव फॉर समवन और अफेक्शन इवन बिटवीन हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ,
वह स्वपाधिक प्रेम होता है. स्वपाधिक अर्थ होता है,
इट्स कॉल्ड स्वपाधिक प्रेम, नॉट स्वाभाविक प्रेम.
किसी कारण से,
बिकॉज ऑफ सम रीजन दे वॉन्ट समथिंग. अ पर्सन सर्व्स अनदर बिकॉज ही गेट्स समथिंग फ्रॉम द अदर पर्सन,
उपाधि कहते हैं.
इट्स कॉल्ड उपाधि.
और जो बिना किसी कारण के, बिना किसी कामना के,
एंड वन हु लव्स समबडी विदाउट एनी रीजन एंड विदाउट एनी डिजायर,
निरुपाधि प्रेम कहते हैं.
इट्स कॉल्ड निरुपाधि प्रेम.
निरुपाधि
उपाधि प्रेम एंड निरुपाधि प्रेम.
स्त्री का प्रेम है अपने पति के प्रति.
सपोज इन दिस वर्ल्ड इफ अ वाइफ हैज लव फॉर हर हस्बैंड और द हस्बैंड हैज लव फॉर हिज वाइफ,
पति का प्रेम है स्त्री के प्रति. तो पत्नी का प्रेम इसलिए है कि वो उसका पति है.
सो द वाइफ्स लव फॉर द हस्बैंड इज बिकॉज ही इज हर हस्बैंड.
एक संबंध है,
देयर इज अ रिलेशनशिप.
और इसलिए भी प्रेम है कि पति उसका भरण पोषण कर रहा है.
एंड ऑल्सो देयर इज सम अफेक्शन लव बिकॉज द हस्बैंड टेक्स केयर ऑफ हर.
और पति का प्रेम इसलिए पत्नी में है कि उसकी सेवा.
एंड द हस्बैंड हैज सम लव फॉर हिज वाइफ बिकॉज शी टेक्स केयर ऑफ हिम, शी सर्व्स हिम.
या उसकी पत्नी है समाज के सामने,
और ही हैज अ रिलेशनशिप, शी इज हिज वाइफ.
अनुग्रहण किया उसके जिम्मा.
इन फ्रंट ऑफ द सोसाइटी ही हैज बीन वेडेड टू हर एंड ही हैज टेकन द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी.
कोई संबंध नहीं, कुछ नहीं, और स्वाभाविक प्रेम हो बिना किसी कारण के.
इफ वन हैज नो रिलेशनशिप, नो रीजन, नथिंग वांटिंग, एंड दे हैव अ वेरी नेचुरल लव,
तो निरुपाधि प्रेम का.
दैट्स कॉल्ड निरुपाधि प्रेम.
कृष्ण के प्रति प्रेम है वह सामाजिक नहीं है.
गोपीज द लव दे हैव फॉर कृष्णा, दैट्स नॉट.
वो इसलिए प्रेम नहीं करते थे कि कृष्ण उनके विवाहित पति थे या कोई काम मिलेगा वो मिलेगा.
बिकॉज दे थिंक नॉट बिकॉज दे हैव समथिंग वांटिंग फ्रॉम कृष्णा और दैट देर देर ही इज देयर हस्बैंड और दे विल गेट समथिंग फ्रॉम हिम. नो, जस्ट नेचुरल लव.
स्वाभाविक प्रेम करते. जैसे इस शब्द को समझने के लिए हम एक उदाहरण ले रहे हैं.
Just to understand this word, we're taking this example. It is actually an opposite example.
चोरी न करने की सहज प्रवृत्ति किसी में हो तो उसको निरुपाधि साधुता कहेंगे.
If somebody has a natural inclination not to steal, he will be called a sadhu.
और किसी दबाव के कारण कोई चोरी नहीं कर रहा है तो उसको स्वाभाविक साधुता नहीं कहेंगे.
एंड इफ somebody इज नॉट स्टीलिंग बिकॉज ही इज अंडर सम कंट्रोल, ही इज नॉट एबल टू स्टील, सो ही विल नॉट बी कॉल्ड नेचुरली अ साधु.
जैसे मान लीजिए एक उदाहरण दे रहा हूं, मैं कोई वस्तु इस मंदिर में कोई वस्तु रखी हुई है और मैं नहीं चुराया.
सपोज आई एम गिविंग एन एग्जाम्पल दैट इन दिस टेम्पल देर इज समथिंग वैल्यूएबल एंड आई डिड नॉट स्टील इट.
कहा जाएगा कि मैं साधु हूँ, नहीं चुराया.
Somebody may say, oh, I am sadhu because I didn't steal.
लेकिन अगर अन्वेषण किया जाए मैं क्यों नहीं चुराया, इसलिए नहीं चुराया.
But if somebody asks, why you didn't steal?
मैं डर रहा हूँ कि कोई देख ना ले.
आई डिडंट स्टील बिकॉज आई एम अफ्रेड समबडी माइट सी मी.
कोई जान न जाए.
समबडी मे नो.
किसी के भय से मैं साधु रह गया.
आई एम क्लेमिंग टू बी अ साधु बिकॉज आई एम अफ्रेड ऑफ समबडी. समबडी विल सी मी डूइंग द रॉन्ग थिंग.
चोरी नहीं किया. चाहे नरक के भय से.
Or from the fear of going to hell.
अच्छा मैं सन्यासी हूँ इसलिए ये सोच करके क्या रहे मैं सन्यासी.
Or I am thinking I am a sannyasi. I will not steal because I am a sannyasi.
चोरी नहीं करना चाहिए.
I should not steal.
या भगवान की वस्तु है इसलिए चोरी नहीं करना चाहिए.
or because it's the Lord's item, I should not steal. But whatever it is, but if there is some, because of some other reason that I did not steal, this I would not be called a natural, swabhavik, honest person, swabhavik, a non-stealer. It would not, I would not be called like I'm naturally a sadhu. Because of some external pressure, I did not steal. Why? Either other people's fear or the hellish fear of my own or the police fear, for whatever reason, I did not steal. So this will not be called a naturally honest person. Swabhavik or naturally honest, naturally sadhu, would be one that that despite anything, that there is every possibility that nobody will know, nobody will see, you're not going to hell, nobody will know you're a sannyasi. It's just that in my nature, it is not my nature to steal. That will be called real sadhuta. So the gopis, the love they have in their hearts for Krishna is not for any reason. There is no reason behind it. Not because of any relationship. But that it just is, that's all. It just is naturally. The gopis' love for Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam is especially done in many places. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said the gopis, the love they had for Krishna, that is actually the greatest, highest love.
उनके पंथ में बताते हैं श्रीनाथ चक्रवर्ती कि रम्या का जी उपासना ब्रज
श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सेज इन हिज कमेंट्री
वधू वर्गेण या कल्पिता तो गोपियों ने देखा
सो द गोपी सॉ सच अ ब्यूटीफुल मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल श्री कृष्णा
परम प्रिय तल्पाहिना
आवर ग्रेटेस्ट beloved. They became aggrieved how he has been captured by this serpent. At that time, they started remembering his beautiful voice and his smile and his talking, how he used to talk with us, how he used to smile at us. We started to immediately remember those at this time of separation. At this time, the whole world, all three worlds seemed to be vacant for him, for them.
Krishna prakat roop se unke kuch bhi nahi lagte the.
And Krishna, for them, he was no any kind of relative.
Ghar mein unke pati the, bacche the.
At home they all had their husbands, their children, their in-laws.
Ghar sab kuch dhan tha, sab kuch tha, lekin Krishna.
All the wealth and grain was there, everything they had in their home, but without Krishna the whole world seemed empty.
जीवन व्यर्थ लगने लगा.
The whole life is useless.
प्रेम का सूचक.
This is the measurement of indication of love.
इस संसार में तो कृष्ण का स्मरण लोग करते नहीं, कुछ भक्तों के अलावा बिल्कुल नहीं करते.
This world people do not think at all of Krishna except for some devotees. Nobody thinks of Krishna.
और किसी न किसी वस्तु के कारण, किसी न किसी व्यक्ति के संबंध के कारण अपने को धन्य मान लेते.
and they consider themselves very great, very glorious, very fortunate because they have some relationship with somebody or they have some wealth. We don't need, they don't need Krishna. Some people even say to up to this point that why do I need God? I don't need God. Those poor people who don't have money, they can worship God. Why I need God? They say straight like that sometimes. Sometimes when we go out preaching, people sometimes say, Swamiji, those who are educated, they're engineers, doctors, lawyers, don't go preaching to them. Just go to those people who are uneducated, who are handicapped. You should go to them. You should preach to them. They think that Krishna's bhakti is only for useless people who are good for nothing else. Actually, there is some thinking like this in the society. This is what people think. They don't think that Krishna is the life of everyone. Whether they're rich or poor, whether they're a king, just by being a king, he cannot be happy. Just like a fish, fish life is water. If you take the fish out of the water and you may give him a trip on an airplane, or give him jewelry and gold, sing beautiful music and have nice beds for him, the fish will never be happy. Whether a person is a king or a rich man or a poor man, without Krishna no one can be happy.
Prahlad Maharaj ne kaha hai
Prahlad Maharaj has said, he said, just like for a water, a fish, water is necessary. In the same way, for all the living entities, Lord Hari is necessary. Without the Lord Hari, nobody can be happy. But to get Sri Krishna first, you will have to cry for him in separation. Sri Krishna cannot be gotten so easily. Just see, he is making them cry. He is giving them so much distress. He is making them cry, so much distress, and then he will appear. Krishna wants, this is his nature, he likes that his devotees cry for him.
Our Guru Bhai, Gauravind Maharaj, is vishay par bahut zor dete.
One of my God brothers, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, on this topic he used to give so much stress. Until we cry for Krishna, there is no question of us getting Krishna. He has done many classes and lectures and those are printed. Crying for Krishna. When one naturally cries for Krishna, then you can understand starting to love Krishna. Or even one does not like anything without Krishna. His home may be full of gold. He may have everyone, his whole family. Everyone is okay, everyone is educated, favorable, children are listening to you, wife is submissive,
विरुद्ध नहीं है, बच्चे अनुकूल है, सब कुछ है, लेकिन कृष्ण के बिना
एवरीथिंग इज देयर, बट विदाउट कृष्ण एवरीथिंग विल, एवरीथिंग शुड सीम जीरो विदाउट कृष्ण. यू मे हैव ऑल दीज थिंग्स, बट इफ यू डोंट हैव कृष्ण, इफ इट फील्स लाइक यू डोंट हैव एनीथिंग इन दिस वे, विदाउट कृष्ण नथिंग फील्स गुड.
घर में कोई क्षति नहीं हुई.
सो इन द गोपीज होम्स नथिंग वॉज चेंज्ड, होम वॉज द सेम,
घर के स्वजन जैसे थे वैसे थे, लेकिन
the relatives were okay, but without Krishna, without their beloved Krishna, Trilokya Sundar Shunyam, the whole three worlds was Shunya, zero.
काम है बिना सब और अंधार, हमारे यहाँ गीत गाते हैं कृष्ण के बिना सब जगह अंधकार.
वी सिंग सॉन्ग्स लाइक दैट इन आवर विलेज, विदाउट कृष्ण एवरीवेयर इज डार्क.
ऐसे प्रकट लीला में देखिए तो कृष्ण मथुरा ब्रज छोड़कर मथुरा आए.
इन प्रकट लीला यू सी व्हेन कृष्ण लेफ्ट ब्रज एंड केम टू मथुरा,
गोपियां रात दिन विरह में रहती थी, लेकिन गोपियों के साथ प्रकट कोई संबंध कृष्ण का नहीं था.
गोपीज डे एंड नाइट दे यूज्ड टू बी इन फील सो मच सेपरेशन, बट द गोपीज डिड नॉट हैव एनी रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्ण एज सच.
इस जगत में हम लोग देखते हैं कि जो संबंध वास्तव में नहीं है अनित्य है या मिथ्या है.
इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी सी द रिलेशनशिप दैट पीपल डू नॉट हैव, द रिलेशनशिप दैट इज नॉट इटर्नल, दैट इज फॉल्स.
संबंध को भी मान करके हम लोग एक दूसरे से संतुष्ट है ना,
एंड वी फील सेटिस्फाइड विद वन अनदर.
उस संबंध जोड़ने के लिए कितना भारी भारी उत्सव होता.
एंड देन टू हैव दैट रिलेशनशिप of husband, wife, family, they make such big, big festivals, wedding festivals. To make that relationship of the girl with the boy in wedding, so big festival they do in India.